if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
It's a do-it-yourself tablet for kids. They actually assembled all the parts by themselves. Then they turn it over and they will start coding just by touching.
Bruno Costa is the co-founder and CEO of San Francisco-based startup MakePy. And MakePy was one of 15 top startups chosen to compete in CES 2018's CES Startup Night downtown Las Vegas. During CES 2018 in January, Bruno was at CES's Eureka Park Marketplace exhibiting the MakePad. And this is a product that's almost certain to fire the imagination.
First of all, Bruno, what is MakePy?
All right, MakePy is our startup. We are working on educational technology. And we are showcasing here at CES 2018 our first product, which is the MakePad. It's a do-it-yourself tablet for kids. It's with a touchscreen, device for kids under K-12 years of school. So from 5 up to 14 years old.
Now, how did you first come up with the concept for your business and how did you come up with the MakePad?
All right, it all started 3 years ago by teaching kids how to code. We have our own chain of coding schools at South America and also in Europe. And it was mostly learning by doing that we felt like students were losing their attention inside the classroom. That it was, once we gave them notebooks or laptops, they were not interested. And then we decided, well, why not we give them what they want? I mean, it's a touchscreen generation. Then we came up with the idea to build a product, but not only just a regular tablet. We wanted something that could teach them hardware awareness up to coding. So not just coding, because it's really before you turn up the MakePad, and that's why we came up with the name MakePad, because they're actually into the maker movement. They actually assemble all the parts by themselves. So they make all the connections of the cables from the battery to the Raspberry Pi and make it all work seamlessly. Then they turn it over and they will start using their tablet and start coding just by touching, like drag and dropping blocks from Blockly, for instance.
What a cool experience for any kid.
Wow, how cool is that, right?
Seriously, what were some of the hurdles that you encountered making the MakePad?
All right, we had quite a few challenges. I would say the drivers, making the video drive was quite challenging because Raspberry Pi is up only to 7-inch screen control. So we had to develop our own video PCB, our own solution for such a big screen, because our screen is 10. So it's unique in the market. This is the very first do-it-yourself touchscreen tablet. And it will give a lot of information, but purpose-driven content. They won't be just surfing around or just playing. No, it's meaningful. As a teacher as well, we are really, really into offering purpose-driven content, something that they can, oh, so that's how it works. Oh, and I can build more. Oh, so it's better making my game rather than just playing some other's game. So it's to challenge them.
We should mention, since people can't see it, you showed me the MakePad before. Let's flip that over in our imagination and tell people what we're going to see.
All right. Let's picture this. The MakePad, it's 10-inch, and if you flip it over on the reverse of it, it's a crystal clear casing where you remove it with a special screwdriver we have developed, and you have to picture now in your mind four parts. There is a battery, which is about the size of a small smartphone, a speaker box, which is also by the size of a matchbox. The Raspberry Pi is standard, all right? And you got the video board. So it all comes very nicely attached to Lego patterns. So children will actually attach each of these components. And we have developed beautiful wirings like purple, yellow, each color for one meaning. The purple is for power, the yellow is for audio. And then they put the casing back and they will see through this casing. They will look everything working all together. Then they turn it on at the battery, and then they will flip it over to the screen, and it will be like a carousel of planets at the front screen. So you shuffle to the left and to the right with your finger, and you go searching for planets. We created our operational system, and we have combined the information, grouped the information into planets. So you have the code planet, you have the music planet, where you create your own digital music. You've got the art planet, and it's like a world of information, of meaningful information that they will like go circling around their planets, and they can use, it can be used at home if you homeschool. I mean, it can be easily used at your local place. You can help your community as well, because the MakePad works without internet. So there's our second breakthrough. You can actually take the MakePad to remote locations, because all the applications are embedded. They are all built in. So you can carry on, you can support your local school community if you wish to donate. And I really would like to take this opportunity to say we are going on Kickstarter by February, and we really would be most grateful if you could follow us at makepy.com and help us to get this magic piece of tablet for more and more kids around the world.
MakePy.com sounds like an incredible STEAM project, because when you say Art Planet, the first thing I think of when we talk about technology is a lot of kids in the arts kind of go, oh, science, math, yikes. Sounds like you're teaching the kids here. They don't even realize they're being taught.
Yes, yes. It's STEM learning, but we're not pretty much labeling it as STEM learning, not to be throwing around too much the word STEM, because it's not for merchandising. It's just really serious. I mean, and we are absolutely serious about education. So it's something that it means a lot to us, and we really, really wish that it can help teachers to give better classes. It will retain the attention of the students, because it's colorful, it's playful, and meanwhile they're learning math, they're learning physics, they're learning geography. I mean, it's endless possibilities.
I'll obviously be putting this up as your Kickstarter program starts, but what if a teacher hears this 6 months from now and he or she says, oh, I wish I'd heard this. How will they get in touch with you?
All right. If you're by Christmas here, you're listening to this podcast, we won't go around. We're sticking around. So the campaign should run until March. So the first 500 units should be available at second semester. And this is just the beginning. We are working on a learning curve process, so that we can actually get the very best version of our product in global scale. So I believe we are really working hard to get it all over America as fast as we can, and that it could really, really benefit as many kids as possible.
What an awesome project. Of course, you know what I'm going to ask now. What's next?
All right, next, something we're talking about platforms. We want to make our own coding schools to reach further as well. And we do believe that the MakePad is just the very first step towards STEM education. We can go much, much further. We can add cognition, for instance. We can work with voice cognition. We can prepare them for artificial intelligence. We can, for machine learning, I mean, still, they must understand from the very beginning. Otherwise, they will be just users. And it's pointless to flood everything just with stuff they want to buy and use. We do believe that they will benefit more from technology if they understand when they talk to technology, when they have a conversation with a device, which is voice cognition, and it will sound for them much more natural. They will understand, they will, oh, I can program this computer, I can talk to him, I can teach him, I can actually make more of it. That's it.
Wow. You obviously love what you're doing. Who or what first inspired you to be the kind of teacher you became?
Oh, that's my daughter. My daughter, Bruna, she's 5, and she's awesome. I mean, it's just her eyes shine so bright when I bring something new. Like I say, like, Daddy, I say, look what Daddy's working on here. I'm in China. I mean, I spent like 2 months in Shenzhen, away from her. But I was always in contact. I mean, it was through the internet. I would say, hey, Bruna, take it easy. I mean, like, you're borrowing me to the other kids in the world, so I can develop a tablet for all of us to enjoy and to learn together and to learn how to code together. So I would say my daughter is really, really making me, wow, super stoked to finish and deliver this project.
Bruno, thank you for your time today.
All right. Thank you so much, Dot, and congratulations for your work.
You and I have been listening to Bruno Costa, co-founder and CEO of San Francisco-based educational technology startup MakePy. Bruno and the MakePy team are launching their Kickstarter program for the MakePad, the world's first DIY tablet computer for kids ages 5 to 14. Their start date is March 5th for the campaign. You'll find more information at MakePy.com. That's MakePy.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee through our website, twomaverix.com. That's TWOMAVERIX.com, twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.